Tom Feeney with Mark Barr after the 0-0 draw for Guiseley against Barnsley. Mark, it's got to be said, plenty of positives today.
Yeah, I thought it was a good performance from start to finish, really, up against the League One side, and I think it'd be fair to say that it'd be difficult to say which, if you'd walked into the ground, difficult to say which club was the League One one and which is a Conference one, which is a credit to our players. I thought we looked fit, I thought we looked strong, and I thought we looked like we had some really good quality as well, just in that final third, that final ball. But at this stage of pre-season, that's fine-tuning and things that'll improve as we go on. So yeah, overall very pleased with the performance and efforts of the players, and it's that next step up from where we were Saturday.
I was going to say, in a game where you're facing a League One side, and really it was just an even game of football, it must be great to see so early on in pre-season.
Yeah, I think so. It's we know we've got some good players, and we managed to get the ball down and get them the ball a little bit more than we did on Saturday. We caused them a few problems. I like to think that maybe a couple of weeks further into pre-season we might have just taken one or two of those chances that we had, maybe put them in the back of the net, or made more of the that possession we had in the final third, just made more of it. But no, that's been sort of ultra critical, I thought. The new lads have come in, settled in really well. The lads from last year have come back really fit. I've said before, the fitness levels have been really impressive, and I think that showed again tonight.
And looking at the squad that you put out, first of all, a very experienced squad, but that was supplemented by young players who, again, did very well when they came on.
Yeah, it's important to have that mix and that blend, and stepping up into the National League, we're going to need that probably extra bit of experience, and we've certainly feel that we've brought that in and looking to bring a little bit more of that in. But the younger boys have come on and not looked out of place when they've been in and around these players. So positive signs throughout. Just picked up a couple of niggly injuries. Liam Dickinson with his hamstring, which is a blow. Andy Grace struggling with a bit of a hamstring as well. So we're just a little bit short with forward players at the minute. We're obviously looking to bring a couple of players in that department anyway, and to have a couple out as well is just meaning we're probably looking a bit light at that end of the pitch.
I was going to say, because Liam Dickinson was on for literally 30 seconds and then he walked off and got an ice pack. Was it just a case that he just felt something?
Yeah, just one of those innocuous ones. He's gone to go over the ball, turned and gone to push off and just felt something in his hamstring. And yeah, it's unfortunate this time of year. It does happen, when you're doing a lot of work and maybe there's a bit of stiffness in there, but just one of those things that happen through the course of a season. And it's unfortunate for Liam, because obviously we want him training at this time of year to get as fit as possible. But it'll give the opportunity for someone else to step in, and I'm sure that whoever does will take the chance.
And just a quick update on Ollie Johnson. I know he's been training with the squad, but is it just a case he's just not 100% yet?
Yeah, not quite 100%. We're looking to just build him up a little bit. He's just not felt quite right in the first couple of pre-season sessions, so we're just taking it back a little bit and pushing him on again. So we'll just monitor how he goes. It's been a case with... case of that with OJ for the past 18 months, with nursing him through and pushing him on. So we'll see how it goes. We'll manage him like we always have done, and hopefully we can get the best out of him as we get into the season.
Looking at the trialists, you've brought in a couple for today's game. Just looking at Balding, first of all, what did you make of him?
Yeah, I thought he did well coming on. I know Rory, he's a player that looks to get in behind defenders, running behind, work the channels and push defenders back, and I thought he did that for us quite well tonight. I think we'll look to just mix it up a bit on Saturday and play some of the younger lads and trialists just a bit longer than we have done in the probably previous two games, and then look to the Bradford game on Tuesday night. So probably the lads that played more tonight will play less on Saturday and vice versa, so it'll be a chance to look at the trialists a bit more, for a bit longer, and the young lads as well, see how they can step up to men's football.
And Brighouse Town next, always a tough game.
Yeah, I think they beat us there last season with, put a strong side out and we were beaten there, so we know it'll be a tough test. That's, mix the pre-season schedule up so we get different tests, and Brighouse will be a completely different one to what we face against Huddersfield and Barnsley, so lads have got to make sure they prepare properly for it and treat it in the same manner that they've treated the last two games, the Huddersfield and the Barnsley games.
And I've got to ask Mark, just on the transfer front, have we got any potential coming in?
We're certainly working on it. We've constantly trying to to get the right people in. You know, we've said before, we won't just take people for the sake of it. They've got to be the right fit for us in terms of character and the quality of that they bring to us. So, yeah, we've been speaking to more players over the weekend and early this week, and you know, ideally I'd like to get someone in for Saturday and get them integrated into the squad, but it might not be the case. You know, we will keep on working at it, and hopefully we'll have some news soon.
And just to confirm with the trialists, that it is the case that Andy Gray still is on trial with the club?
Yeah, he is, yeah. We knew with Andy it might take him, you know, it wasn't going to be a case where we get him in for a couple of games and just see how he does. You know, we knew it may be a case that we've got to build him up and, you know, look at him over a longer period of time. And for him as well, you know, to see if he's happy with how he feels and over that period of time as well. The injury setback, you know, they'll knock him back a week or two, but, you know, obviously he's got obvious qualities that we saw glimpses of on Saturday, and we'd certainly like to see a bit more of him. So hopefully the injury clears up relatively soon and we can get him out there and have a further look at him.
And finally, Mark, just reflecting on two games against league opponents, you must be really pleased with how both have gone.
Yeah, certainly. I thought, you know, a little bit rusty at times in the Huddersfield game, but tonight I think you saw some real quality from our lads, both defensively and on the ball as well. So, yeah, positive signs. You know, still very early days, but much prefer to put in a performance like we did now than to, you know, to have plenty to work on. But no, good early signs, and we'll build on it, use it as a platform and look to improve as we go on, because ultimately what counts is getting to August the 8th in the best shape possible and you know, getting a good result in that first game and being in a position to build on that.